apropos to the letter of the Bezdin that was released yesterday, we're reminding everyone again that today, Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar, is a very special day, both being a day of Nissan and a day which brings in and gives the power to Chodesh Iyar, Nissan, a month of Nissan, Iyar, a month of Refuah. Let us utilize this day to increase in Torah, Tefillah, and Tzedakah, and treat it as a fast day, not to fast. We don't fast in the month of Nissan, but treat it as a fast day in the sense that we dedicate our tefillahs today to daven to Hashem, to finish this pandemic and bring about Mashiach, and increase in tzedakah, preferably the amount of tzedakah that a person would spend, the amount of money they would spend for their daily meals. Another point that was mentioned in the letter is about the importance of proper supervision and filtering on the internet and on internet-capable devices. Don't want to go into that topic at length, but this is a very serious issue. There's a famous word of tzaddikim on the pasuk in Tehillim ha'oyev tamu charavis lenetzach. Sometimes, even after the enemy is over, the destruction or the swords stay forever. We're dealing right now with a particular crisis. And of course, we anticipate and yearn that Mashiach will come right away. But part of our Mashiach plan is also the Golus plan. If we plan our Golus time properly, that brings about Mashiach. And this has been mentioned on many occasions, how when the Yidden travel in the Midbar, they set up their Mishkan, even for a very short time, even though they knew they're going to be dismantling it and taking it apart and traveling further. In Golus, we do the same thing. We know the Alta L'Geula, Mashiach, Hine Zeba, Mashiach is coming any moment, and yet we make our Golus plans. This is all part of what the Torah expects us, and that in itself brings Mashiach. Well, a part of the unfortunate Golus plan is to take into account the outfall of this crisis. Internet addiction is a very serious issue. The Torah tells us, Shoiftim v'shoiftim titl lecha. We meant to set up a system of police judges, rules of Torah, but we need to have policemen to monitor it too. Svarim tells us, B'chol sha'arecha, all your gates apply to the seven gates of the person. The person has to have policemen in all his seven gates. His two eyes, his two ears, his nostrils, his mouth, he needs to make sure he's protected and guarded. Asus Yagla Torah, we just started learning in the Mishnayis, Masechtas Ovis. The very first thing we learn about is that the Anshe Gneses Hagdoyla Torahs, Hamidu Talmidim Harbi, yes, you have to have many Talmidim, and at the same time, Asus Yagla Torah, you have to make a fence. You need to make sure that the system, your educational system, is properly protected. And especially when it comes to the inyan of Arayis, Ein Apetropis L'Arayis, no one could say about himself that he's immune. This applies to youth, this applies to adults as well. We're hearing horror stories. Till now, there was a novelty attached to it. We were waiting for Mashiach, and therefore people didn't take it as seriously. As time passes, the novelty wears off. And the focus, the intensity of the focus is not there anymore. It should be there, but it's not there. And therefore now, as time passes, people sort of give up and go back into their regular routine, and the dangers are lurking. We have children. If our educational institutions are set up in such a way that they have any type of access to the internet, we need to be ultra careful, both with themselves and with ourselves, to make sure that there's no pitfalls. Proper filtering, proper monitoring. This is for their own sake. They're begging, they're asking for it. Everybody's asking for it. This is for our sake. Rabbanim all over the world said one may not have internet without a filter. Whether to have an internet-capable device or not is one issue. One may not have internet without a filter. That is an Isser Gomer. Any person who considers himself a Shomer Torah Mitzvah follows what Rabbanim say, Kechol Asher Yeruchah. All the Rabbanim across the board in all groups said this is a halacha. And therefore this is part of Torah. We eat food only with a hechsher, and we only have computers that come with a hechsher, that come with a filtering system. A separate issue is the addiction to computers. Because when we give children to play with Lego, they'll grow out of it. You know, they once saw Gadol B'Yisrael, by his Nasif HaRabbanim, his child kept on going, climbing up the top of the table, crawling across the table, and going to his father's place at the head of the table, and going down. He kept on doing this again and again. And one of the Rabbanim asked this particular Gadol be Yisrael and said, why don't you just teach him a lesson? This is not appropriate. He says, we don't fight about things they're going to learn when they get older. It's not worth to put your energy and invest in something that in 10 years from now won't be an issue. When we, there's a Gemara that says that Anshi Richa did six things, Al Shloisha Michu, Al Shloisha Michu. Six things which were Shaloi Bertzoy Chacham, which were not the way Chazal wanted. On three of them they protest, and three of them they didn't protest. Why didn't they protest about everything? Because if you protest about everything, then nothing gets accepted. Certain things are worth fighting about, certain things are not worth fighting about. And one very important rule is, those damages that will last forever, it's worthwhile to fight about, number one. And number two, those games and nonsense that they do, that they'll grow out of it on their own, it's not even worth to invest. Lego is a great game. Puzzles, all those things they'll grow out of. But those things that make them addicted, unfortunately, are quite serious. Little kids don't even need to be watching videos and computer games. Sometimes you have no choice. You have to make an assessment. Right, it's impossible right now. Let them do something, supervised, monitored, filtered, etc. But in general, keep them away from that stuff. It's not healthy. It's no good for them. They won't grow out of that. So that's a general principle about the dangers of computers and internet. But we're not talking about that right now. Now we're talking about something which is a must, not an additional thing. Kaddish Hatzchah B'mutalach, of course, a Tomim, a Chassid, a Bachar is involved in the world of Torah. He doesn't need any of this stuff. Torah is doesn't require any of the modern technology for it to survive. However, we are talking about something much more fundamental. If you do have the internet, make sure it's properly filtered. Check it regularly. Parents are not aware of the pitfalls that the kids are going through, and they think their kids are safe, they think everything is safe, and the kids are too embarrassed even to talk about this. So do yourself a favor, do your kids a favor, and make sure there's proper filtering in place, and monitor regularly. The same way you make sure your doors are locked at night, for those who live in neighborhoods where that's important, and some people even check again to make sure someone locked the door, keep on checking on this. And we leave you with this, the Eibush Zal Helfen, that in the effort that we put into our chinuch, our children are called Mashiachoi, our Mashiach. They live Mashiach, their entire personality breathes Mashiach. We'll be zeichet to Mashiach now.